This is Ryan Samuels, host of The Ryan Samuels Show. Thank you very much for tuning in. Couple of things I want to say is I appreciate all of the support here on this podcast and my followers on Twitter. You can find me at Twitter at Ryan F. Samuels. Please leave a review on the podcast. And don't forget, you can call into the show at 904-552-3797. We will be right back. Good evening, Patriots. So today we're going to talk about probably the biggest political story in our lifetime, my lifetime. There's not too many that have been as big as this. This may be a very sad moment in our country's history, and that is the possibility that former President Donald Trump may be indicted and may be arrested on charges. Now, regardless of what you feel about Donald Trump, regardless of what you think of his policy, his conduct as a human being, his morality, his business tactics, we can all agree that a government that is weaponized against a political opponent and its supporters is the most dangerous thing a government can do. They're attacking an ideology. They're attacking a political opponents of a mainstream party, nonetheless. This isn't some side party that's completely radicalized and wants to take over the country and revolt. This is the Republican Party that's being attacked by using government resources. You know, we've seen this with January 6th. Now, if you guys have watched my January 6th opinion, I completely condemn it. I completely condemn the people there that were completely out of control, breaking windows, trying to break in, absolutely unacceptable, and those people should be in jail. What I do not accept are the innocent people that were there that are currently sitting in jail with no bail, in horrible living conditions, right? I don't support the IRS going after conservatives. I don't support the FBI investigating conservatives. I don't support that side of it, okay? The people who were there who did wrong should be condemned, and they should not do it again. The fact that they try to blame Donald Trump for starting an insurrection is preposterous. If you guys have watched his podcast, if you've listened to the show, you know I am not a huge Donald Trump fan. I am not a huge Donald Trump fan. I'm not a person who's going to support him no matter what. But this charge and this attempt by this prosecutor, Alvin Bragg, is unacceptable and unbecoming. So I do have a video here from Donald Trump, and let's hear what he had to say about the situation.
These four horrible radical left Democrat investigations of your all-time favorite president, me, is just a continuation of the most disgusting witch hunt in the history of our country. It's gone on forever with Russia, 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 and Ukraine, 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 and the Mueller hoax. It's an absolute disgrace what's going on. They even spied on my campaign. And remember this, with all of the work that they did on Mueller, no collusion. That's what the answer was all no collusion. Whether it's the Mar-a-Lago raid or the Unselect Committee hoax, the perfect Georgia phone call, it was absolutely perfect, or the Stormy Horseface Daniels extortion plot. They're all sick, and it's fake news. Our enemies are desperate to stop us because they know that we are the only ones who can stop them, and they know it very strongly. And they're looking at the polls where, not me, but we are up by so much. They can't even believe it. We won twice, and now we've got to win a third time. They know that we can defeat them. They know that we will defeat them, but they're not coming after me. They're coming after you. I'm just standing in their way, and I always will stand in their way. Thank you very much.
So a couple things. Number one He's got a laundry list of legal troubles, but that's not what we're here to talk about today. And the majority of them, if not all of them, are, petty things that aren't even worth looking at to begin with. So let's get back to this charge, right? So Stormy Daniels, if you don't know, is a porn star, right? During his campaign, she had said that she slept with Donald Trump, and through his attorney, Michael Cohen, there was a non-disclosure agreement that she wouldn't talk about it for $130,000, which is not a lot of money, right? So that sounds... It sounds like a lot of money to you and me, because to you and me it is. But there's been political scandals just like this where politicians have paid out millions and millions of dollars. So this is going to help Donald Trump and the fact that the money was so small, number one. Number two, she signed a non-disclosure agreement and said that she never actually slept with Donald Trump. He's claiming it's extortion. She's saying that it happened. But she didn't come out of the woodworks until the election. I mean, why? You know, that's something I don't understand. But it's neither here nor there. So they're trying to go after him for something that was done 7 or 8 years ago. And the problem with that is that in New York, the law that they're charging him under is actually a campaign funding law. The statute of limitations has passed. It's only 2 years. So how are they charging him now? Well, they're trying to say that it was fraud. So they're tying a felony into it, and they're upgrading it to a felony charge, which means that they can continue to pursue Donald Trump for this. And the district attorney, who's supported and funded by George Soros, is the one leading this crusade against Donald Trump. Now, the reason that he mentioned Georgia in that is because he did do a phone call to Georgia questioning the ballots during the election in 2020 about all of these rumors. You know, I'm hearing 20,000-30,000 votes are being dropped off, 300,000 signatures were fraud, and there's like an hour phone call. You can listen to it and judge for yourself. I'm not going to play the phone call on the show for an hour. But the main question here is this even a charge worth charging the president, the former president of the United States? I mean, no, it's not. It's a waste of time. It's a waste of time, and it's clear, crystal clear political prosecution. Now, Donald Trump's going to continue to be dragged into this. He's going to be continue to be dragged into court. The District of Attorney of Atlanta has said they're going to go after him for racketeering, that he's trying to, you know, defraud the election process. It's never going to end. It's never going to end, and it never will end for Donald Trump, as long as he's in a position to be president again. Now, like him or hate him, Donald Trump was not a member of the normal Washington establishment. He went in there and he shook things up. He didn't make any friends. I mean, we obviously see that. They're terrified of him. They're terrified that he's going to get reelected, so they're going after him like we have never seen before. Now, they went after him in the original election in 2016 when he ran against Hillary Clinton. They said that it was election fraud. It was election fraud. It was election fraud. It was Russia, Russia, Russia. It was a collusion with Russia. And I mean, that was just obviously not the case. That's what the left was screaming at the top of their lungs. And then what happened in 2020? Trump did the same thing and screamed election fraud, election fraud, election fraud, where he's making a huge, huge mistake by doing that, because it was not election fraud. My good friend Matt Spear at the Don't Unfriend Me podcast, he's the one who broke the story on how they changed election laws using COVID. You should go to his page and check it out, because it's really telling. They did steal the election, but they did it legally. They did it legally through processes and judges and home voting and mailing ballots out to people who weren't registered to vote. And he breaks it down, and it's phenomenal. You should check it out. But that's the real cause of the 2020 election, is that they used COVID like they did with everything else. But Is Donald Trump going to go to jail? No, he's not. Even if he's arrested and charged with this, he's not going to spend a day in jail. This is a popcorn fart by a overzealous district attorney who's part of the far left extreme woke movement, and you know who feels that that Donald Trump is a Nazi and a racist and he has to be stopped at all costs. And, you know, that's kind of what we've seen. I mean, and all this is doing is just driving, you know, people into the arms of Donald Trump. And that's what you're going to see in this next upcoming election. He's up in the polls. He's at 62%, I think. I'll have to check that. But I believe last time I looked, he was at 62%. Ron DeSantis was at, I think, 48% or 38%. So this is going to drive the narrative that Donald Trump is being persecuted, because when people look at this case, when the New York Times comes out and says it's going to be a very hard case, and when you have everybody, every legal expert agreeing, and even Republicans that hate Donald Trump, that don't get along with Donald Trump, are saying it's political prosecution. Mike Pence, they had a falling out over the 2020 election, says this is political persecution. Ron DeSantis, who Donald Trump and Ron DeSantis are fighting each other tooth and nail, left and right. You know, every day they're giving zingers to each other. He says that this is political prosecution, because that's what this is. This is a weaponized government going after conservative people, particularly Trump and his supporters. You know, we saw this with the Twitter files, FBI meeting with Twitter, Department of Justice meeting with Twitter. Same thing's happening with Facebook. We saw Mark Zuckerberg confess to it on the Joe Rogan podcast. He said, yes, you know, the FBI comes to us and says, take this post down. Yeah, we take it down. FBI comes to us and says, we don't really like this content. They drop it down in the feed. They do the same thing with creators like myself. They push them lower in the feed because they don't want the message out there. They're trying to control the narrative. That's just one part of it. You know, it's incredible to see this sheer and complete. I mean, it's obvious. It's obvious to everybody and anybody. Right now, obviously, you have the trolls and running around thinking that this is a election fraud. It's not election fraud. His lawyer, Michael Cohen, took an equity loan on his house and paid Stormy Daniels. The money never went through his election campaign. The money never went through the Donald Trump personally. The way they set it up is that he took a loan out from his house. He paid Stormy Daniels. She signed a non-disclosure agreement. Donald Trump signed a non-disclosure agreement. It was a business deal, essentially, with no criminal act. The criminal act, what they're charging him for, is not paying her to be quiet. And ironically, you know, Alvin Bragg has decriminalized prostitution in New York, said that he won't prosecute for it. But he's prosecuting Donald Trump on a felony for paying a prostitute to be quiet. So that in itself should tell you that this is a serious political prosecution of Donald Trump and anybody who supports him. Anybody who supports him, if they can come after him that way, the former president of the United States, they can come after you. I mean, 100%, and they will. They have proved it. We have seen it throughout our government's history, just how egregious they can be. So this, however this turns out, there's one thing that conservatives need to do, and that means they don't need to be violent whatsoever. I mean, Donald Trump's calling to protest. You have a First Amendment right to protest. It's your freedom of assembly. You have a right to do that. The left is saying he's a call to arms. He's calling people to riot. It's all a load of crap. He said, protest, protest, protest. And you should protest this. But what you should not do is do any violent act whatsoever. You lose all credibility. Had January 6th been a peaceful protest, which it was mostly, and there wasn't a few hooligans doing their thing. You can say they're FBI agents. You could say whatever you want. If there wasn't a few hooligans doing their thing, breaking windows, kicking open doors, January 6th would have never really been in the news. And now this is what they're afraid of again. So we're going to see. It's going to be interesting. Just everybody on both sides, stay calm. Don't get violent. It's not worth it. We still have the power to change this system through voting. And I'm telling you, the 2020 election was not stolen. It was laws were legally changed from COVID. That's all that it was. They used emergency powers to loosen election laws and allow people to mail in their ballots. So the most ironic thing is that if you want to talk about how it's even more political persecution, Alvin and Donald, the district attorney in New York, and Donald Trump, they have a long history. They have a long history of legal troubles. So if you remember the news stories about Donald Trump's tax fraud, his organization tax fraud, that was Alvin going after his organization. So they're digging through all of his businesses. They're digging through all of his information. They're digging through all of him. And they're just trying to find any little thing that they can. The raid on Mar-a-Lago, nothing, big nothing burger, couple of confidential documents, which he should not have had. But, you know, we still don't even know what they were. I mean, it could have been a menu from his, you know, state dinner, which is classified stuff, something so minuscule, but everything, most things are classified in the White House. It could have been anything. And then we find out that Biden did it. And then we found out that Mike Pence did it. And we found out that it's standard practice where things get packed. They don't pack their own stuff when they move when they leave the White House. So we find out that they're going after Donald Trump, trying to find any little thing that they can to persecute him and arrest him. I'm not a fan of the guy, but I see what's happening now. I see what they are doing, and I see the power of the federal government can crush a former president and his followers. And that's what should scare all of you. I don't care if you voted for Biden. I don't care if you voted for Trump. I don't care if you voted for Joe Jorgensen and Spike Cohen, the Libertarian Party, the Green Party. Big government's the problem here. Big government has always been the problem in any country in any history. And that's what we're looking to stop. Thank you very much for tuning in. I am Ryan Samuels. This is The Ryan Samuels Show. Do not forget to like, share, and subscribe. Make sure you follow us on Spotify, Apple Podcast, Audible. We are everywhere. We are on Twitter at Ryan F. Samuels and at Facebook at The Ryan Samuels Show. Thank you very much for tuning in. I will see you next time.